In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us at 9, just a couple hours from now. And Shime, I am flexing. They set it to 7:20, if that's okay.
I think that's a great idea, Greg.
Okay, so we will go over everything that they said yesterday in about 20 minutes. And that includes what one of the top MLB insiders said yesterday about the Red Sox getting serious about making major moves. So that is coming up in a little bit. Before we get to the rest of the leads, this is Jermaine from Boston. Hello, Jermaine.
Boston's finest, J-Dog.
What up?
What's going on? I got a little song for you.
All right.
I call this the Notorious W.I.G.
All right, I'm ready for it. Let's hear it.
Wiggy, 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 can't you see? Lil T. Higgins ain't what we need, because we got blessed with cheap-ass craft, and you know that boy ain't burning no cash. Wiggy, 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 can't you see? Lil T. Higgins ain't what we need, we got blessed with cheap-ass craft, and you know that boy ain't burning no cash.
All right. That's a good one right there.
For this time of the morning, not bad.
That was pretty good. That's a straight freestyle.
Good job, Jermaine.
No beats, no music. That's pretty good right there.
I don't mind the
cheap-ass craft. Ain't burning no cash.
Save that.
I don't mind the Low T Higgins nickname either. Yeah. I mean, I mean, he's not a one. You said yesterday he's a 1A.
Yeah, like a one, whatever.
But he may be all that you can get.
Right.
Like, that's the issue.
Yeah, where are you, unless you can find a disgruntled guy out there that you think is, well, let me ask the room this, and, you know, do you think T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk are similar?
I think, you know, Brandon Ayuk to me is a better option.
Okay.
Slightly better.
Okay.
But I just don't like the Ja'Marr Chase thing is stupid. There's no way they're letting him go.
Yep, I understand.
So they will probably part with T. Higgins.
Probably going to give, if you feel like Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins are very similar, you know, we're talking maybe Cadillac Lincoln, you're probably giving T. Higgins the deal that you allegedly offered Brandon.
Ayuk. Anybody is an upgrade.
Yes.
Based on what you have now.
That is, you know, 100% true.
You said yesterday that it's really threes and fours that you have in that wide receiver room right now.
So
and you can find, I don't know if Elliot Wolf can, but you can find a legit receiver in the draft. And
depends where, though, right? It's such a roll of the dice in the draft. Right? Unless there's the, you know, top five, Marvin Harrison Jr., Ja'Marr Chase when he was coming out. I think like last year was Malik Nabers, like even Roman Dunze, right? I don't think he's really lived up to the hype and the expectations.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That is true. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you. And then depending on where you fall in the draft. And this year, the wide receiver class, the best wide receiver coming out of college this year is Travis Hunter.
And he's a corner.
And he's a corner. Right.
Hey, by the way, Wiggs, A+, the similarities between Ayuk and Higgins are almost identical.
Right.
Their career stats, 294 career receptions for Ayuk, 295 for T. Higgins.
Right.
They're like 6 months apart in age. Ayuk has 25 touchdown catches in his career. T. Higgins has 28, I believe.
Okay.
So very, very similar.
So if you were willing to pay Brandon Ayuk to make him that guy, then I guess T. Higgins is your best option. You know, so.
And also, you could say whatever the difference is, Ayuk has a lesser quarterback with a better offensive system. T. Higgins has had a better quarterback with maybe not as renowned an offensive system as the 49ers.
Okay. All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So here's my, you know, the sports world is such an amazing thing. I wish I was still playing because anybody who knows when I played, I made top 10, ESPN, end zone celebrations. And I got to say, the TDS that's all over the, you know, sports world now.
The Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because the Trump dance has literally gone viral in every single sport. I see it in football.
UFC.
UFC. NFL, college, NBA. The Trump dance is taking over.
Yeah.
But I guess the... So the Raiders, Brock Bowers, former UGA alum, shout out to Dogs, did the Trump dance. And then I guess they were going to, a reporter was going to ask him about it. And then the PR, you know, people jumped in and whisked him off and like, well, we can't do it. Yeah. Just listen, man.
So they removed it. I think the Raiders removed it from YouTube afterwards.
Oh, did they?
What?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I didn't see
when
that.
When it came to the concern that they had over the Trump celebration dance.
Okay, I did see like a CBS edit of it or something along those lines.
Do you think this is NFL, an edict to the teams? Because I feel like the Raiders are not exactly left-leaning in their organizational
makeup.
Nick
Bosa got fined for wearing a MAGA hat on TV and then not answering questions about it in the locker room.
Yeah,
I think the players just find it to be funny and cool.
Yeah,
that's it. I don't think like every guy that's doing it, like Bosa is a Trump supporter. So I think he's doing it because, you know, he's a Trump supporter. But
he looks great in those underwear.
The rest of them, I think, truly just find it funny.
Yeah, it's like anything else, you know, like it's what's going on in kind of pop culture. And everything that Trump does is like, you know, goes viral. And I think players are just having a good time with it. You know, John Jones is doing it. But the, I mean, can we stop with the TDS and just, you know, enjoy the moment?
Maybe in the name of equal time, they could do some sort of a Biden thing where they just kind of back into the Amazon forest or jungle, whatever the is. The Amazon a jungle or a forest? I think it's a jungle.
Yeah. They could do his trot that he did on the sand when we watched him watch on the beach. Yeah.
Or they could do the Biden walk where he's like basically shuffling real slow.
Or they take a bike and they fall off it.
Yeah. Does Kamala got a dance? I don't think she has a dance. Maybe if she gets a dance, they'll do
all
that.
Right. So you're concerned that this particular dance is not done in the name of favoring any particular political party.
No.
It's just done because it is the thing to do.
And it started with the kids in college,
and
college football players.
These organizations are so stupid. If they just allow it to happen, it's not a news story.
No.
The only reason we're talking about it is because they scrubbed it and they wouldn't let them talk about it.
Right. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
My lead today comes from science. And I don't want to single anybody out in this room. But psychologists are now suggesting that putting up your Christmas decorations and your tree early indicates that you are a narcissist.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Hmm. I wonder what they say about Boston Man magazine blown up on the wall, where that falls. Above or below on the narcissistic scale of Christmas decorations.
Clapback season.
Putting your decorations, your Christmas tree up early, as Courtney has already done, can reveal concealed emotions and subconscious behavioral tendencies, including narcissism. Mm. Here's a quote from psychologist Carmen Hara, who says, narcissists derive a sense of high satisfaction from being the center of attention.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't be me.
From being praised and applauded. It makes sense, then, that these character traits can easily be fulfilled by turning one's home into a winter wonderland for the entire neighborhood to admire. Huh. I believe I saw several Instagram stories of you making your way around your apartment and showing us all of the happy holiday pillows and candles and candelabras and tinsel and everything else that you had thrown up before Thanksgiving even arrived.
If that makes me a narcissist, I'll take it.
You're embracing it?
Yeah. The joy I feel under that warm Christmas tree lighting at night when I lay my head down is unmatched.
Right. So you're just a Christmas decorator then?
What do you mean?
She doesn't decorate for other holidays?
Yeah, clearly you don't decorate for Thanksgiving do you decorate for Halloween?
No, just pumpkins.
Do you decorate for Easter?
No.
Like, my mother was a every holiday decorator. We had Thanksgiving.
That's different. That does not, according to psychologists, that does not make your mother a raging narcissist like Courtney.
All right.
Thank God.
What are we looking at?
Mitch threw up my little reel.
Right.
It's gorgeous.
What's going on, Greg?
But it is a full reel.
Yeah.
Begging America to notice you. That is what that is.
Yeah.
That is a full reel saying, look at me. Here I am. Mm-hmm. I am Queen Christmas.
Yeah. I said, I want to spread the holiday spirit. Uh-huh. And if you have a significant other that's telling you it's too early, tell them, no, sir, it is not.
Okay.
And I noticed you're not full go Christmassy, though.
What do you mean?
Like, this is just kind of like Christmas.
It's like JV.
Yeah, it's like Christmas decorations here and there. You're not like a full-on Christmassy decoration.
It's a soft launch.
Yeah.
I mean, as we get closer to Christmas Eve, which you're all invited to this year,
all right.
I will up the decorations for that evening.
Do you put lights around the windows, candles in the windows?
I'm considering candles in the windows this year.
All right.
Now, here's a text that says, define early.
Considering candles.
To define early, I tend to think you should wait until Thanksgiving is past. That's what I say. So, like, I would wait until the day after. If you want to go Thanksgiving night or something like that as a family activity or whatever, but just wait until.
Yep.
Enjoy Thanksgiving and then launch yourself into the giant money grab that is the holiday season.
Like, but Thanksgiving is so late this year, so you really only have 3 weeks to enjoy it.
Well, but then you get to you prolong it a little bit after Christmas. Maybe you keep your tree up until the end of January if that's something that you do. I just feel like you're missing out on the Thanksgiving Day decorations.
I still have pumpkins.
Right, but aren't you supposed to have the little turkeys, all those cool stuff?
My mother throw up a gourd.
Yeah, my mother used to get the things that stick on the window, and so like people were walking by, they could see like the turkeys. And can you say pilgrims today, or is that canceled?
That's okay. You're
fine with that.
I think you can still mention the pilgrims.
Yeah, like, you know,
I'm dressing pilgrim chic.
Yeah,
actually.
Like you do all that, and then you make the transition from your Thanksgiving Day to your Christmas.
A perfect text from the great Ashley Hansen.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving is a day. Christmas is a season.
Okay.
Thank you. That is beautiful.
Okay. She's obviously also a raging narcissist.
Oh, my God.
It's truly the nicest human being you'll ever meet in your entire life.
She is the best, Ashley.
All right.
Who I am lucky to get to work with every single day at the Greg Hill Foundation. And she does. Oh, what do you think of the merch available for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K, which was launched yesterday?
Absolutely stunning.
Shime.
Well done, Greg.
Okay.
Well done.
You like the sweatshirt?
Love it.
So the Seaport Christmas sweatshirt with the inlay, the fabric inlay. There you can see it right now. Limited quantity available.
I'm waiting for Wiggy to improve it in some way.
No, no, I hadn't seen it until just now.
They are flying off the shelves.
The elbow patches is chef's kiss.
The fabric in that, I don't know what you call that Christmas.
Tartan.
Okay, the tartan Christmas fabric.
Wait, is that the actual name of it, Courtney?
Tartan, yeah.
Of course she knows that. I mean, so.
Wow.
So, I do like the pit bull.
I learned a new word today.
Tartan.
Those are available for a limited time at thegreghillfoundation.org, or if there are some left, at the Jingle All the Way 5K, which is happening on December 7th in the Seaport once again this year, our 5K to celebrate the Christmas season.
Courtney already clapped back very well. She doesn't need my help, but I wonder what the New York Post psychologist would say about selling sweatshirts with your name on them.
It doesn't have my name. Well, I guess it does have my name on the
back. Yeah.
It's the name of the foundation.
Yep.
The doggo handkerchief as well is
perfect. Oh, you like that?
Perfect.
You want to get one of those for Harry?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. Well, anyway, we will tell you when we return after our Thanksgiving break. We will say Merry Christmas, but not until then. All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins lost to the Blue Jackets last night 5-1 at the TD Garden. Charlie Coyle had the sole goal in this one, which is the latest of the Bruins' three-game losing streak. He talked about communicating with each other during tough times. Here's that.
It's just a lot of talk, communication. That's all it is. It's, you know, you play this game enough to know how to go through adversity, whether it's in-game bad shifts, bad plays, bad games, whatever it is. We're always together. We always help each other out, talk through it, communicate through it, and then you work through it. You know, that's all it is. It's simple stuff. You just gotta buy into the simple things, the simple mindset. But always sticking together, always communicating, talking until you get through tough times, and then you work through it. If you gotta grind it out, you gotta grind it out. When things aren't going your way, you gotta go back to the basics. We always talk about that, and I was always taught that. So I think that's kind of the mindset.
You know what Tim Kaine, Senator Kaine, told me, Greg?
What?
Tough times don't last. Tough people do.
All right.
Well, they stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the power play is embarrassing. Yeah, you had six shots at it last night. He scored once.
Right.
You give up, Curtis brought this up earlier, you give up two shorthanded goals last night. I mean, it's getting worse. It's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Right. Tough times don't last, and tough people do.
Amen, bud.
Preach. No, I was just going to say, it'd be interesting to see what happens come trade deadline and what direction do they go.
Yeah.
It is pretty brutal when you consider the Blue Jackets were 1-7 this month heading into this game. The Dallas Cowboys got destroyed at home by the Texans in Monday Night Football. 34-10 was the final. C.J. Stroud completed 23 of 34 passes for 257 yards. Joe Mixon rushed in for three touchdowns in the win. And Greg brought it up at the top of the show. But for the first time in 2 years, the Cowboys opened that roof at AT&T Stadium ahead of the game. And a large piece of metal fell onto the field. And the roof was once closed again. They are very lucky nobody was injured in this. Big night for the Celtics this evening. They have the Cavs in town and will try to ruin their perfect 15-0 record. Tip is at 7. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 42, feels like 33 outside, so bundle up this morning. But this afternoon, it's going to be sunny in the mid.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, the news with Courtney, and that includes violent pickleballers in the news and an on-court rage incident which led to violence.
Classic.
With terrible. A deadly sneaker.
So. I walked past the Southie Pickleball Court by Castle Island last night, and I kid you, it's just a normal sound. Like, it's not anything, like, and it was a quiet night.
Yeah.
There was no cars. There were no planes overhead.
I know.
It's people that are bored, Curtis, and have nothing else to complain about.
No, it has a sound to it. It's like the guy said, it's pop, pop. It's.
I know, but you can hear. How's that different than planes that are flying 10 feet over your head when Curtis is walking around Castle Island or endless. Uber Eats, the delivery mini bikes that are revving their engines left and right. I'd prefer the pickleball sound if it was me. So
loud music that your neighbors are playing. Yeah.
But we will get to that. Ty Law is on the show this morning at 9. And Friday, speaking of your walks, Curtis, Pudge's Pals back on Friday, right?
Yes, Friday. We have I'll get the exact rescue company, but they will be in Friday at 9 a.m. And I will get an update. I've been asked about, what was the dog's name? Not Henry.
The brown one? The one with the eye issue?
Yeah, that was blind. I'll get an update on him hopefully by the end of today.
Forget what his name is.
I also have a place that also would like to come in, so that will be set up for, the next coming weeks.
Excellent. Okay, so we will try to find a forever home for one of Pudge's pals on this Friday show at 9. But right now, Shyam, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to begin, Shyam?
Quickly, it is Buddy Dog Humane Society in Sudbury. That's coming in on Friday.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
They used to, when we did Wednesday's Mutt on the old show, they used to come in every once in a while. Great spot, Buddy Dog, in beautiful Sudbury, Massachusetts. Okay, thank you, Curtis.
Thank
Pudge's,
you.
Pudge's Pals, Friday morning. Shyam, where do you want to start?
Greg, let's begin with your Boston Red Sox, because MLB insider Ken Rosenthal believes that the Red Sox are going to be serious about acquiring talent this offseason. Here is what Rosenthal said yesterday.
I don't believe you're going to be disappointed. I think they're actually serious this time, as opposed to last year's full throttle, which wasn't a full throttle at all, about getting quality players, big-time free agents. They know, one, how embarrassing last offseason turned out to be for them, and two, more to the point, they're in a good place right now. They have a farm system that is really starting to produce some quality players. They have this ability because of those players to maybe extend themselves financially with others. They have that ability anyway, of course. And going forward, they know they're in a position right now where in the AL East, while they were 500 last year, they should be that much better next year. So I can see the Red Sox being very active on both the trade and free agent fronts. And if you are disappointed again, Dave, then that's on them because they are actually in a position now where they're aiming to do some things. They weren't aiming to do some things last year, or at least not big things. Now they are, and we'll see where they end up. But yeah, I think they're going to be better at the end of this offseason.
Okay, call me naive, call me a sucker, but I'm feeling it too. Like, I feel like it's different this time.
Can I ask a question, and I mean this sincerely?
Juan Soto.
Why don't
Juan
they just
Soto.
Why don't they just do it, and then we say, wow, they have a different approach? I'm serious.
Juan Soto is going through the process.
No, but I mean, instead of telling Ken Rosenthal that they're going to change, why don't they just go sign people, and then we say, wow, they changed?
I don't know that they're the ones that are whispering.
Oh, I'm sure the Yankees are telling Ken Rosenthal this. I mean,
well,
honestly.
That's a good thing, though. That's what we want because the more people. Last week it was. Who's the other baseball guy that, you know.
Baseball Brett?
No. Ken? No. The other.
Pedro Bradford? Martinez.
Big baseball reporter that had broke the news about Soto having the 3-hour meeting. Heyman.
Yeah.
Right? So you got Heyman, you got this guy. Like, these are big, big baseball insiders that are just burping stuff into the ether.
So they're not, in your estimation, they're not hearing it just from the Red Sox. They're hearing it around Major League Baseball.
Right.
But they want to be big players.
Yes.
Greg, exactly, which is why the Soto meeting was a charade, because the agents desperately need the Red Sox to be perceived as a threat because of the financial issues for many of the teams across Major League Baseball. If they don't have the Red Sox as the sleeping giant, then they may not be able to get as much money in free agency for their clients.
But they put a lot into that meeting, Curtis.
Not the owner. He couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Warner was there. So,
oh, Wyatt, doesn't he live out there?
Kennedy was there. Alex Cora was there. Our boy Breslow was there. But I don't think they need to put anything in the air for a guy like Soto. They didn't do that last year for a guy like – they weren't in on Shohei. And
said they were every day.
No, I said they were in on Yamamoto.
It's a special time.
You wanted them to be in on Shohei.
I wanted them to be in on Shohei. But Shohei only took, what, one trip to Toronto? They were in on Yamamoto. But they're burping this out there. And it ain't just because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Like last year when they said full throttle.
Can you imagine Juan Soto in any other uniform than a Red Sox uniform?
No, I can't.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
No, I can't either.
Same.
Sam, can you comment on the Celtics story that Courtney broke?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. It's only going to cost you a smooth $700 million. Yeah. I mean, I would write that check tomorrow.
They've got it.
If I were John Henry, I would write that check tomorrow.
But doesn't it make him look worse if now all these, like, reports from these like, well-respected baseball insiders that the Red Sox are in.
If they don't seal the deal. Yeah. That's
right.
Why I said to you.
Like full throttle last year, right, Wiggs?
Well, but you can't go full throttle and not actually throttle up every year, Curtis. Like,
oh, eventually. So they did this exact thing last year, and we're saying, wouldn't that make them look bad?
Well, this year it seems more legit, and I know that you're going to laugh at it, but to hear that Juan Soto was impressed by them, the 3 hours, like, that's going to make them look worse if they don't seal the deal.
And
because it seems like he's enjoying the talks.
The Mets met with him that next week and offered $600 million. I was told by Ken that it was stupid to offer money when you met with him.
I don't want to go here, but I think you may have been Eric shunned.
There are
insiders, MLB insiders, of which I'm not.
Okay.
That suggest no money offers have been given to Juan Soto.
I think Jeff Passan reported that.
So he got a red shun.
We can look it up.
Quick Google search
because I don't know. But that's what I saw recently, which was that there have been that nobody has dotted the I's or crossed the T's yet on an actual number.
Double check, Curtis, because remember they got you at Swayman too eating brunch.
No, I got that story. He re-signed.
Well, look, I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I just love that we're sitting here saying, why would they say they're interested in players and not be interested when they legitimately did it last year.
Remember, Swayman's body was pointed straight ahead, but his head was like Exorcist to the left. Curtis is like, man, they were out eating lunch. Where was that?
I think it was just coffee. It was a place in the seaport, wasn't it, Curtis?
Yep. When you lose the argument, you bring up a story from a month ago.
I'm just saying. All right.
And right behind them, I don't know if you saw it, but sitting at the table behind them, It was Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
I did notice that. That's
I had to make sure that photo of Trump, Elon, RFK Jr. Eating McDonald's on the plane wasn't AI generated.
That was real.
That was legit.
Sure that was real. Yeah.
They have what real. The orders were for them.
Elon's his boy now. They're everywhere. They're at the UFC fight the other night.
Yep.
I have an issue with Donald Trump or anybody that is ordering the filet of fish.
Yeah.
A lot of people love that
love
thing.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love it.
He had a Big Mac, filet of fish, and fries, I believe.
Yeah.
I would have gone Elon's order. He had some nuggets. And
I just, no disrespect to people who enjoy it, but the filet of fish.
Be careful, Greg. There's a lot of people who love filet. I don't get it.
What? There are a lot of people who love
it? Oh, yes. I bet that.
Oh, really?
I would bet next to the Big Mac, that's probably their second highest seller.
No way.
I would think so. People
quarter
love
pounder
it.
prior to the E. coli breakout or whatever. I think quarter pounder would be second.
And then filet of fish third?
No.
Yeah,
the chicken. The
Sean, get on the Google machine.
No. The McChicken is.
Yeah,
no.
McChicken is high.
I bet you the filet of fish is higher than the chicken.
I bet the new Chicken Mac is very popular. Yep.
All right, according to Reader's Digest, the number.
Can you, any source within the last 100 years that's
relevant?
It
is, from 2024.
Oh, okay.
It's their online version, Greg. It's not the one next to the toilet. So, number one, of course, is French fries.
Yeah.
Number two, Big Mac. Number three, snack wraps.
Oh, okay, yeah. Those were good.
Yeah. Number four is a Happy Meal. Number five is the Egg McMuffin.
Yes.
Number six is the apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. Number eight is the premium salads.
Right.
Number nine is the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And number 10 is the McGriddle.
Oh.
Filet of fish is for serial killers. No disrespect to the incoming president, but
and I have a question. Just a quick: is Sports Illustrated Eric Shun?
No. That's a legitimate source.
So they have a quote from MLB insider Hector Gomez and Carlos Baerga that there was indeed an offer.
Yeah, I'm not starting an argument with you. I just saw.
Well, you did.
No, Curtis, I really didn't. I was just suggesting that I did see a report that said I will during the break go and find it and we can go back and forth on the validity thereof, but.
Final thing about McDonald's quickly
yes.
Makes me feel interested about RFK Jr. since he is going to be the health guy moving forward. So McDonald's must not be that bad for you.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe,
I have seen some rumblings. Maybe he's going to get rid of Diet Coke, which I would have a big issue with.
Mm-hmm.
But McDonald's
have an issue with that. How could he get rid of Diet Coke?
I don't think you can just outlaw Diet Coke.
The aspartame.
Like, I don't.
Well, they did that to Four Loko.
Right.
Yeah, they just made them change the.
The recipe.
The recipe.
Well, I don't want the recipe changed. I like Diet Coke just as it is.
I don't think it's very good for you.
It's not.
Yeah.
But.
No disrespect to the Coke people.
Well, he was drinking a Coca-Cola with his McDonald's order.
Uh-huh.
RFK Jr., so.
He was also eating the McWhale, which is a sandwich I didn't know they had at the McDonald's.
The bear nuggets, too, I think were also on his menu.
Yes, he had some roadkill bear nuggets, which is a new thing McDonald's is offering for RFK Jr. only. But also, the dumbest thing McDonald's ever did was get rid of the all-day breakfast. Remember around pandemic time, they started the all-day breakfast?
Oh.
You could get an Egg McMuffin at 11:30, 12 o'clock. It's the dumbest thing, single dumbest move that an American business has ever made, as far as I'm concerned. All right, anyway, where were we, Sean? What's next?
Next, Greg, let's go to your Boston Bruins, I guess, if we have to. Jeremy Swayman talked about not playing up to his standard after the game yesterday.
I think pressure is the wrong word. I think a standard is the word I would use, and the standard that I have myself held to is not met right now. Again, that's going to happen in our careers. I know that a lot of veteran guys that I've looked up to and followed have been through the ups and downs, and And right now I'm in one, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get out of it. And I know it's going to be a really good feeling. And what I can bring to the rink every day, what I can bring from home every day is going to compound. And that's when things are going to start going the right way. And I know how to get out of it, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Great.
I mean, he says it's not the pressure, but you think it is the pressure. You think it's the pressure of the new deal, of the $8.5 million.
I think it's the pressure of the new deal, and I also think that Linus was a security blanket for him. They were one for each other. Like, if he was having an off night, he knew that the Bruins were going to be in great hands when it came to Linus taking over for him. Like, the relationship that they had, we could all make fun of it. We could make fun of the goalie hug all we wanted. But there was something special in that sauce that you can't replicate. And I think that we made fun of thinking that for so long, but we're seeing it actually unfold on the ice every single night now.
The man is an NHL goaltender. He can't do what every single goaltender has done in the history of the sport, which is be the number one goaltender without a binky. But
Krejci was Pasta's binky for a bit. And that, when he came back, we saw a different Pasta. Like,
yeah, but they were line mates. There's a difference.
It doesn't matter. So I'm just saying that a binky could be a... Well, I don't know. Maybe we signed the wrong guy.
Well, that's a different conversation.
I mean, Linus has been just as bad.
Right, but he's not as bad, is what I would say, right?
I don't think that's accurate, Wiggy. I think he's been pretty bad.
I think you might want to double check that, Chime. Linus's goals against is 2.7 and Swayman's like 3.4.
I mean, this is the concern when it comes to giving a guy who has never played a full season as a goaltender the big money.
Can we just go back to last November? I mean, he was pretty awful in the month of November. He was not off to a great start last year. He had in his starts in November, 2 goals, 4, 5, 2, 3, 2, 5. Like, he was not a great starter at the season this time last year. So he had Linus. Everything was the same, and he was not good at this time of the season.
Yeah. I'm really not concerned with Swayman, though.
You're not?
I think that it's just more of the rust and that kind of thing. But
Are you concerned with the three that they've lost here in a row, including the one Saturday I was at where they had a 2-0 lead and blew it with 5 shots in the second period? And
when was the Jumbotron appearance versus when was the game?
Oh, great point. They were up during the Jumbotron appearance, and then they lost that game. It's really on me. All right, anything else, Sean?
I have one more quick one for you if you'd like it. This was Hunter Henry yesterday on with Jones and Keefe talking about, he was asked specifically about the reports that had come out that the Crafts were asking around the league for help in developing a young quarterback. So he was asked how the coaches have been doing with Drake May.
Fantastic. I mean, we got some brilliant offensive minds, man. They've done a great job with Drake. And I think Drake can attest to that, too. I mean, they just do a fantastic job. They're freaking tremendous, and I love going to work with them every day.
Okay. Seems like everybody says that about Alex Van Pelt and others. So, all right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney and today's news next. Curtis, I've gone back and forth during the break, and there are multiple reports on both sides when it comes to Juan Soto. The report that I was referencing was from somebody, Robert Murray, fan-sided Robert Murray on the Baseball Insiders podcast, who said, "I do not believe at this point that any financial offers have been made. This is just the beginning of the process. We are not at the point where offers are going to be made." However, I would say that there are multiple reports on the other side that suggest that the Mets had made a $660 million offer to Juan Soto.
I have invited Juan Soto to the Jingle All the Way 5K to settle this.
Excellent. We would love to have him there, and I think he would enjoy the Seaport area.
Definitely.
And certainly if he were going to live in the city then and not in Newton or Brookline or somewhere, I would recommend that he enjoy the Seaport. It is a vibrant neighborhood.
I thought you were throwing to me because of the breaking news in Boston right now.
Oh, I haven't seen
weather related.
What is it?
Have you guys seen Blue Hill?
Oh, there's a massive brush fire burning.
No, isn't that one of Bullitt's favorite places?
We have taken Bullitt there. That started yesterday, and now it's back up again, Curtis. Is that the deal?
I just saw my colleague Jim Cantore quote tweet it on the Weather Channel.
Okay.
Well, it's we're in full red flag scenario when it comes to the brush fires.
So I hope everybody's okay. Right. And Greg, I guess you get another pass from hiking.
I mean, stick to the vape if you could, and lay off the butts, and please don't discard them.
Jeez.
Or your fireworks, or your any kind of a hot ember, or anything like that. Please. Before we get to the news, this is Mike from Needham. Mike, what is it?
Hey, yeah. So I just had to defend the filet of fish. I heard you slandering it a little bit.
Have you
tried it, Greg? Have you tried it?
Yes, I tried. I believe I tried it as a young man, and I unfortunately got sick. And that's probably my issue. That's my issue with it. But is it the actual fish product or the sauce or the bread? Like what leads to your love of the filet of fish?
It's just the entire thing, the steamed bun, the flaky fish filet. It's just awesome. And the commercial's great, too.
The tartar sauce.
Give me back the filet fish.
People love the tartar sauce. I just found a thing, McDonald's best-selling items, filet of fish. It's the third best-selling
Chime
sandwich.
Just did
Chime
one, and
told
it was
you that it wasn't.
Top
no.
10, didn't
Chime had
it.
That. Like, this is from an American food.
Mine was from literally last month.
This is from November. What is this from? This is from September 8, 2024, Sean. And I did a bunch of research, and they were all filet of fish, all in the top five, top seven when it comes to their top sellers. I don't eat a filet of fish, but I know a lot of people love
Santo likes them.
He does?
Yeah. A lot of people love them. With the tartar sauce.
He does like them.
That is...
Zoe, like three of them.
Well, that gives you everything you need to know.
I just don't understand it.
Like, what type of fish is it?
It's the flavor of fish, actually. It's not real fish.
It's actually scrod, which stands for something catch of the day.
All right. Can we please get to some news?
Yep.
For crying out loud.
A dog attack in Boston sent four people, including two police officers, to the hospital yesterday afternoon. It happened on Denison Street in Roxbury. The dog attacked its two owners. Oof. And the attack was so bad that the homicide unit had to show up.
Oh,
two officers.
God.
When they got there to help, the dogs got them as well. The dog was taken out of the home along with three other dogs that were found there. One of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. I mean, they're saying the dog got her arm so bad that it almost fully off.
Oh.
Here's one neighbor, Kim Baudette, on BZ.
Yeah, well, it has to be done. I mean, you can't be attacking people and biting. I mean, this was not just a little nip. It was a pretty bad attack.
Jesus. So they put the dog down?
All they said was they took the dog and three other dogs that were found there out. I would assume that the dog that did the attack was put down.
Oh, jeez.
But the life-threatening injuries, that's the last thing that we've heard about that one victim. Donald Trump has nominated his transportation secretary. Fox News contributor and former congressman Sean Duffy got the nod. The father of nine, crazy, used to be the star of MTV's Real World in the 90s.
Oh, excellent. He was a Real World star.
Yeah,
oh,
and he's married to a fellow Fox News personality, Rachel Campos Duffy, who he met on the reality series Road Rules All-Stars in 1998.
That is just a great show.
So a fellow reality star.
Well, you know how popular reality TV has become, certainly when it comes to my guy Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the natural progression that we would have reality TV stars eventually serving in our government.
A president's a reality TV star.
Right.
Let's be honest.
That's you're fired.
The highest thing you can go to,
that's a great point.
Right, is the highest office, you know.
But think about it. I mean, people kind of lose their mind over this person's qualification, that person's qualification. Like, I mean, if Courtney were to be elected president, I would assume that your cabinet would exist of people that are in this realm. I would imagine. Wouldn't you make Taylor Swift the head of the Department of Arts and Entertainment?
Yes,
or something
for sure.
Like
that
you could make the Golden Bachelor the head of Homeland Security.
No, but I would. I am not smart enough to be president or even close. So I would put very smart people in place. We've actually been listening to a lot of podcasts when it comes to listening to both sides of how the election panned out. And
excellent.
It's been very interesting.
Okay.
Which ones?
We just listened to, I got to get the name of it. It was an NPR episode.
I'm guessing you could find a spot in the cabinet for that Irish pop star that you were fantasizing about when he was in the studio. Ooh.
Dermot Kennedy, yes. Yes. He'd be a good ambassador.
Oh, he would be awesome.
He would be the ambassador of love is what Courtney would like to name him.
And by the way, I was watching.
Guy barely got out of here without a restraining order after that.
Well, I mean, I was very respectful.
He's handsome, I'll tell you that. Greg, I was watching one of the games on, and they like went into the national teaser for their nightly news, and they go, former Fox News personality Pete Hegseth, named defense, you know, Department of Defense leader by Trump. That would be like saying Tom Brady, Fox analyst,
right.
hired.
I like, did serve with honor for a long, long time.
Broad stars.
In the military.
It's so absurd.
And the podcast we just listened to, Curtis, it was Honestly with Barry Weiss.
All right.
Oh, she's great. I like
Barry.
Her.
Yeah, and it was Peter Thiel.
Peter Thiel.
On Trump, Elon, and everything that's gone on.
By the way, speaking of consuming content,
uh-huh.
I took your advice last night. And DMs and I watched episode one of Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh,
fantastic.
Such a great show.
I didn't watch it when it came out. Right. It is fantastic.
Yes. See, I think we're on season three. I told you. Great show.
It's an excellent show.
Please watch. Just watch the trailer for The Day of the Jackal. But the Mayor of Kingstown, spectacular. Yeah, I think it's three seasons. So you'll have to, catch up on those.
I mean, unfortunately, my Paramount Plus is still buffering, so I haven't seen the end of it.
It's a great show.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news, including an incident of pickleball rage, which led to violence.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.